Hi, this is Christopher O'Reilly, host of From the Top. Thank you for tuning into this week's podcast. While this podcast is free for all of you, it actually costs our little nonprofit some significant resources to purchase rights for all this fabulous music. Please consider making a small gift to From the Top and keep us broadcasting loud and clear. Go to fromthetop.org and click on Support.
Ah, college life. Intellectually stimulating classes, political idealism, pepper flipping. Today, a young pianist, an alumnus of our show who's now in college, talks about this noble pastime. From NPR, it's From the Top, celebrating the energy of America's kids and the power of classical music. We're at Studzinski Recital Hall on the campus of Bowdoin College in Brunswick, Maine, where we'll also hear an extraordinary teenage clarinetist perform Rossini. From the Top's home is New England Conservatory, where outstanding young artists and inspirational teachers are transforming classical music. Here's our host, the great concert pianist, Christopher O'Reilly.
Thank you. Thanks for joining us. Welcome, everybody. A special thanks to our host, Bowdoin College, for bringing us to this picture-perfect New England campus and to this beautiful new recital hall. Actually, I should say newly converted recital hall because this building used to house the swimming pool. I'm standing where the shallow end used to be, which is good because I don't have to wear my floaties. And while the architects expertly disposed of the swimming pool acoustics, they playfully left vestiges of the building's past. My favorite touch, the sign at the stage entrance that reads, "Please make sure to shower before entering the pool." The dating pool, I suppose. I don't know. Love that. Anyway, Bowdoin College has a thriving performing arts scene, so much so that one of the most talented young pianists we've ever had on our show decided to attend college here. As Joanne mentioned, we'll be hearing from him later on. But first, the music of Francis Poulenc, performed for us by the 15-year-old violinist standing next to me. Please welcome, all the way from the little town of Langley on Whidbey Island in Washington State, Gloria Ferry Brennan. Gloria, I'm sure you showered before entering the pool.
Of course. Yes. Can't you tell?
You're not. Well, you weren't wearing your bathing cap also, so I didn't realize. But Gloria, tell everyone what we're going to play together.
We will play the first movement of the Poulenc Violin and Piano Sonata, Allegro con Fuoco.
Very exciting. When you're set, we'll take it from the top. Thank you. Gloria Ferry Brennan, 15 years old from Langley, Washington, playing the opening movement of the Poulenc Violin Sonata. Gloria, such a piece out of the blue. You know, we've heard a lot of Poulenc on the program, but gosh, that's the first time we've ever had that, and first time I've heard it or played it, and thank you for bringing it. It was just spectacular.
Thank you for having me play it. Oh, it was a
just
pleasure.
Great idea. Totally your idea. Gloria, I'm pleased to say that you're receiving one of our $10,000 Jack Kent Cook Young Artist Awards, but the Cook Foundation is following through and helping you in an even bigger way.
Yeah, I'm receiving the Jack Kent Cook Young Scholars Award, and it pays for my education all the way through graduate school.
Now, you've lived your whole life in the little town of Langley, Washington, and I mentioned earlier that Langley is on Whidbey Island. It's my favorite section of that Pacific Northwest, out in the San Juan chain of islands.
It's beautiful.
We talked about how you grew up, and we loved the way you described your home so much that we asked you to record an audio postcard for us.
I hear that horn a lot. I live on Whidbey Island in the middle of the Puget Sound, and it's about an hour and a half by ferry and car from Seattle. Most of my music life is in Seattle, and I travel there more than once a week for music lessons and for the Seattle Youth Symphony, which I'm concertmaster of. But I always love going back home. I live in the middle of the woods in a small little cabin about 5-10 minutes away from the beach. I love my home. I love the trees and the mixture of the trees and the water and the ocean, and you can even see the mountains in the distance, and I love the kind of wild side of Whidbey Island.
I'm going to do some yard work over at Merlin's today.
Have a good day.
Bye, Gloria.
My parents are both artists. My dad's a painter, and he does landscaping and carpentry to make money. And my mom, she's French, and she does glass blowing and takes care of an older lady once or twice a day who lives 10 minutes away from our house. I've always lived on Whidbey Island, but I always wondered why my parents moved here in the first place. Mom?
We were in Seattle, and I talked to a glass blower on the island, and I borrowed a car, drove up there, got off the ferry, and I remember I was driving and looking around, and there were all these beautiful trees, and I was hardly moving, and pretty soon people were beeping behind me, like, get moving, and it's like, oh, yeah. And we were, yeah, totally enchanted.
We live near Langley with chickens and a house painted a million different colors by my parents, who are artists. Langley is such a small town. We laugh at the crime report in the paper every week. Sunday, 3:52 p.m. A caller complained about loud music coming from a car stereo on East Harbor Road. Thursday, 2:03 p.m. A resident on Oceanside Drive said two vacuum cleaner salesmen were just at his door and they were very pushy. Saturday, 7:44 a.m. A caller on Fish Road said a neighbor's donkey had escaped again. You get the idea. My sister left the island to go to college, and I missed her so much. Since we live in such a small little house, we shared a bed, and I remember the first day she left, I had a really hard time sleeping because I missed her so much. But then, after college, she got married here on the island and had a beautiful little baby boy, and they only live about 10 minutes away, and we get to see them all the time. I'm only 15, but pretty soon I'll leave the island to explore the world and maybe go to conservatory. I'm really excited to see the big cities and find my way. But I wonder if, like my sister, I will move back to Whidbey Island someday. This place is such a huge part of me.
Sounds so idyllic. I really envy you. You're living in the San Juan Islands. So you're a lover of nature, a real island kid. But as you mentioned, I mean, you know, you're really sort of taking the city by storm, conquering Seattle with, well, you mentioned, you know, just in passing, you're the concert mistress of the Youth Symphony. But talk about what you just did a couple of days ago.
I soloed the first movement of the Beethoven Violin Concerto with the Seattle Youth Symphony.
Just amazing. Well, your playing today was spectacular. We wholly relish looking forward to the next Whidbey Island crime report where they say, you know, 15-year-old violinist slays 750,000 radio listeners with a violin playing. Really great going there, Gloria. Best of luck to you.
Thank you so much, Chris.
Gloria Ferry Brennan, 15 years old, from Langley on Whidbey Island in Washington State.
We've got a slideshow to go along with Gloria's audio postcard about her home on Whidbey Island. You can enjoy that at fromthetop.org. From the Top is made possible in part by the Jack Kent Cook Foundation, advancing the education of students of exceptional promise who have financial need. On the web at jkcf.org. Chris.
Thanks, Joanne. Our second performer is a superb 17-year-old clarinetist. She's from Seoul, South Korea, but she's studying now at the Walnut Hill School for the Arts in Natick, Massachusetts. Please welcome Moon Sun Yu. Moon Sun, I love your celestial name in English. What does it mean in Korean?
It technically means a person who writes and studies well.
Oh, okay. So a book learner. That's a good one. Do you find people mispronounce it?
Oh, yeah. There are some people who, like, mispronounce my name as Moon Sun and, like, Moon Sun. Mm-hmm. And I was a little embarrassed because in Korean, that means an old woman.
Oh.
Yeah. So that was quite embarrassing.
I'm glad I said Moon Sun because your performance of this piece is very well learned, well studied. Tell everyone what we're going to be playing together.
We'll be playing the Introduction Theme and Variations by Rossini.
Thank you.
17 years old, from Seoul, Korea, now living and studying at the Walnut Hill School for the Arts in Natick, Massachusetts. She played the Rossini Introduction and Variations. Moon-san, I love that piece, and I love the way you play it. It's got such flair, and it's simultaneously makes the clarinet, you know, the real leader of a Rossini orchestra, but also the most colloquial and folk-like and humorous instrument. Really beautifully done.
Thank you. Really nicely
done. And I guess you're out of breath, too. It's got to be hard being at a musical boarding school so many miles from home. Do you get homesick, or do you not think about it?
I actually get homesick often.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What do you miss? I mean, your family?
Yeah, I do miss my family, my friends, and my puppy, and the food there, especially my mom's fried rice, like spicy fried rice.
And kimchi, of course, is a perennial favorite. So the spicy stuff.
Yeah.
Do we have any American food that appeals to you at all?
When I was in Korea, I really hated like sweets. But since I'm here now, I really love sweets. Yeah.
We do sweets pretty well here, I gotta say. Ben and Jerry's and all that stuff. So what helps you with your homesickness? I mean, does music, your concentration on music help, or what do you do?
I always listen to music whenever I'm homesick. And when I listen to music, I feel like I'm with my family, and I feel better.
Yeah. I know there's something else that might take your mind off being homesick, and I bet your shoes are an indication or a clue of exactly how you spend some of that homesick time.
I really love shopping.
Mm-hmm.
Especially like fancy shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So if you go into Boston to take your lessons at the conservatory, you're probably... Where do you shop in Boston?
So on Saturdays when I go to NEC, I go to Prudential Center before my rehearsal. Yeah.
Copley Place.
Yeah.
Go for the high-end stuff. That's very nice. Well, Moon-san, when we thought of you at boarding school, pining away for home, we felt like we had to do something about that. So we decided to put together this kit that you can use whenever you feel lonely. Joanne?
First, to brighten your mood, you can listen to this CD of David Schifrin playing the Mozart Clarinet Quintet in A.
Oh.
Next, for some spicy food as close as you can get to your mother's cooking, there's a gift certificate to Cafe Han River, one of Boston's best Korean restaurants. Then, we've thrown in the telephone number of a very important person who can help cheer you.
Hey, Moon-san, it's April at Neiman Marcus. You can always call me at 508-620-5700. And darling, we can talk heels.
There's a bag of Hershey's Kisses, since you're into American sweets. And most important, a recording of Mom.
은선아, 항상 열심히 해줘서 고맙고 사랑하는 가족들이 언제나 응원하고 있다는 거 잊지 않길 바래. 사랑해.
What did she say? She didn't call you an old lady, I'm sure, right?
She said she's glad that I've been doing well and like my family is always with me and I love you.
Oh, that's very nice. So that's I bet that little kid is going to help you with your homesickness.
Yeah.
Wow. You're going to make us homesick for hearing you again as soon as possible. It was really just wonderful hearing you play and having you with us.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Moon Sun.
Thank you.
Moon Sun Yoo, 17 years old, our clarinetist from Seoul, South Korea, now studying at the Walnut Hills School for the Arts in Natick, Massachusetts. And now, a violinist from Maine and a harpist from New Hampshire, both 16. They call themselves the Elan Duo. Our violinist, Nash Ryder, is at the mic. Nash, would you introduce your partner, please?
Yes, this is Anna Deloy from Plastow, New Hampshire.
And where are you from down east?
I am from Arundel.
Oh, near Kennebunkport. Very nice. So please introduce the piece that you and Anna will be playing.
We will be playing the prelude from the Suite Bergamesque by Debussy, arranged for violin and harp. Thank you.
prelude from Claude Debussy's Sweet Bergamask, played for us by Nash Ryder from Arundel, Maine, and Anna Deloy from Plaistow, New Hampshire. Both Nash and Anna are 16 years old. So beautifully and idiomatically played. I can't think of instruments that Debussy loved as much as he loved the piano as he did the violin and the harp, and so it just really sounded so natural and wonderful to hear you play it. Nash Ryder, though, you've got to be like a NASCAR driver or something, right, with that name? And Anna Deloy, I mean, you should be a New York Times crossword clue, you know. Now when you see it, you know, Plaistow harpist, you know, Anna, all those great vowels. Will Shortz will thank you. You guys are models of using music to do good things in the community. Anna, talk about the trio you guys started and how you and Nash spent a recent summer.
Yeah, you guys actually inspired that. I was a solo performer on From the Top a couple years ago.
Not too long ago, yeah, right.
Yeah, and you guys always talk so much about arts leadership and about using music to give back to your community. So you inspired me to want to do my own project. So I got Nash here and another friend of ours, and we formed a trio. And we played for an entire summer raising money for pediatric cancer research.
Wow, good for you. That's beautiful. And I know you did a lot of performing and a lot of fundraising, and then finally you actually got to play for the kids you were raising money for. You gave a concert at the Maine Medical Center. Anna, what was that like?
That was actually a really powerful experience. We went in there and we were playing in the pediatric intensive care unit. So these were essentially the kids that we had been raising money for. And these kids lived in that hospital, spent their lives there, and were just going through things that Nash and I couldn't even begin to imagine. So we went in there and we were going to play them classical music, which is really great. We were both firm believers in the power of classical music, but we had to ask ourselves, in the context of what they're going through, like, how much good can we really do here? Mm-hmm. But as we were there, the doors to the room started opening up, kids started coming down and listening, and it really turned around, and we actually ended up getting some feedback.
Nash, you had a friend there, didn't you?
Yes, I was actually surprised to see an old friend of mine there. He was under treatment, and he came up to me after our concert, and he said, you know, thank you so much for coming. You know, we really appreciate it, and you really, you know, made my day. So that was really nice.
So it really did make a difference. I'm sure of that. You've both been working for a year with From the Top's Center for the Development of Arts Leaders. Nash, talk about that. Where have you been playing and working, teaching, doing all kinds of things? Yeah?
Yes, well, From the Top's Center for the Development of Arts Leaders has teamed, or Anna and I, with one of Boston's inner-city elementary schools, the James J. Chittick Elementary. And so over the past year, we've gone and supported in any way we can the music program in place. There, I mean, we worked with kids, you know, performed for them. We hosted many fundraisers, just anything we could to
help
them out.
What age group were you working with there?
Oh, from ages 4 to 10, you know, I mean, that was...
Kindergartners, that was our, yeah. Very, very young.
Yeah, so exactly. Were you, I mean, more adept with older kids, or how did it break down for you guys?
Well, you know, at first, you know, it took me a month or so before I, you know, I was fully out of my shell, because I had never really worked in this kind of classroom setting, mm-hmm. you know, before. But so it really was an eye-opening experience for mm-hmm. me to work with these kids. Mm-hmm. I definitely got a lot out of it.
How does all this community service affect you guys? Well, as human beings, I can feel the effects. I mean, it's really made a big difference. But as musicians, Anna, how would you think about this experience as affecting you as a musician?
Yeah, it's been really beneficial for us as musicians. We've gotten a lot of performance opportunity for one, fundraising. And we've also, I think, gotten better at connecting to audiences, definitely interacting with audiences, talking to them, which we've done a lot, teaching, fundraising. But I think we can bring that back to the concert hall with us, and it's helped us just to connect to audiences in general.
Mm-hmm. Great work. Great work here and all in the field, and we really appreciate all you've been doing.
Thanks
for being with us today.
Thank you.
The Elan Duo, violinist Nash Ryder from here in Maine and harpist Anna Deloy from Plaistow, New Hampshire. They're both 16 years old.
As we say at the top of every show, From the Top celebrates the power of music in the hands of America's kids. But did you know our radio show is just one of the many ways From the Top does that? Learn about our nationwide education and outreach efforts at fromthetop.org.
Support for NPR comes from NPR member stations and from the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to a vigorous presence for poetry in American culture, poetryfoundation.org. From the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, helping NPR advance journalistic excellence in the digital age. And from the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, committed to building a more just, verdant, and peaceful world. More information at macfound.org. This is NPR.
Thank you. From NPR, it's From the Top, celebrating the energy of America's kids and the power of classical music. This week, we're coming to you from Canbar Auditorium in Studzinski Recital Hall on the campus of Bowdoin College in Brunswick, Maine. Coming up, a teenage cellist from Chicago performs the beautiful Andante from Rachmaninoff's Sonata in G Minor. From the Top's home is New England Conservatory, where outstanding young artists and inspirational teachers are transforming classical music. Today's show is made possible with support from the Mellon President's Arts and Lecture Fund here at Bowdoin College. Special thanks to the Maine Public Broadcasting Network. Here again is Christopher O'Reilly.
From time to time, we like to invite an alumnus of our show, a young musician in college or beyond, back for a return visit. And we knew we were coming to Bowdoin College, so we knew we had to hear again from one of our favorite young pianists, a fellow who just happens to be going to school here. Please welcome the now 19-year-old sophomore, Alan Wong Yu. Alan, great to be with you again. I loved your playing so much when you were on our show before in 2008, so I can't wait to hear you play again. Back then, I believe you played Mozart, and then I had the pleasure of getting to hear you play some Mendelssohn in the intervening months. And now we're completing the three M's. Today it's Mussorgsky, the much-loved Great Gate of Kiev from Pictures at an Exhibition. But talk to everybody about the version of this piece that you're playing. It started out on piano. Well, you tell them.
Sure. Well, Mussorgsky originally composed this piece for solo piano, and all the sources indicate that he never wanted to orchestrate this piece. But this piece is one of the perfect pieces to orchestrate because the paintings that this piece was based off of had so much detail, so much vividness, and that, you know, it was just the perfect piece to orchestrate, and actually one of the most widely orchestrated and transcribed pieces in musical history. Now, this piece, the Pictures on an Exhibition, was part of the repertoire of the Russian pianist Vladimir Horowitz. And he, you know, obviously thought the same thing. And now he took all of the different orchestral transcriptions and he made it back into piano. It's a lot more awkward to play, but it has a much grander sound. So today, I am actually playing a mashup of the original Mussorgsky and Horowitz and a little bit of the stuff that I added myself. So hopefully that all works out.
studying here at Bowdoin College. Alan was a Jack Kent Quip Young Artist when he was originally on our show in 2008. He played the Great Gate of Kiev from Mussorgsky's Pictures at an Exhibition. Well, Alan, it's fair to say I think your version is probably the best of all possible worlds.
Great coming together. I'm glad you think so, too.
Okay, I'm so glad. Thrilled. Alan, you're doing a double major in music performance and government and legal studies here at Bowdoin College.
That is correct.
Let's talk about the government side first. We're going to talk about your incredible internships. What did you do last summer?
Well, last summer, I was very fortunate to get an internship with the U.S. Committee for Refugees and Immigrants in their field office in Albany. I worked in job development, so basically I met with refugees coming to America from day one. That's when they start finding a job. We, you know, help them work on resumes, work on, you know, learning English, because many of these people have no English background and no cultural background. So, you know, they've gone through so much, so many different things that I can't even imagine. So there's so much that they go through, and we need to find them a job as soon as possible so they can be self-sustainable.
Alan, you're obviously a quite gifted pianist as well as a budding leader, and I'm sure you have friends who are off at Juilliard now, but you're telling me that your piano studies have actually flourished here, not at a conservatory, but at this excellent liberal arts college. Do you recommend college instead of conservatory for everybody? Do you think it was just good for you?
I mean, I was always interested in so many different things. I mean, I was always interested in history and in politics and government. Sadly, not math and science, but I mean, I got over that. But I mean, I've always been interested in the humanities, and I wanted to explore all of my interests, not just music, which is why I came to a liberal arts institution like Bowdoin, mm-hmm. and that has allowed me to pursue all of my many different interests.
There's something else about you that's flourishing here at Bowdoin. Pepper flipping. Explain pepper flipping.
So it's been a bit of a Bowdoin tradition here in the dining halls where I would challenge somebody for a pepper flip. So I would say...
Like red pepper, green pepper?
No, just a pepper shaker.
Oh, you know,
pepper one of these
shaker,
things
okay.
that I stole from Molten Union.
I see.
That, So basically, I would say I'll pepper flip you, and if I make this pepper flip, which basically I'll throw them in the air, and if it lands upright, then I've made it. If I make this pepper flip, then you would have to do something that I sit to tell you really embarrassing. So you'd have to run around with your shirt off, you know, around the Bowdoin campus. That has never happened before.
So it's sort of a mini athletic truth or dare sort of thing.
Something like that.
Sort
yeah.
of like that. Okay. Well. It actually sounds hard landing a pepper shaker on its face.
I'm terrible at it, but you know, I have friends who are phenomenal pepper flippers. I don't know.
Wow, that looks good on the resume now, doesn't it? Good for them.
Right.
Alan, being who you are and being where we are, we decided that a pepper flip was a must live on stage. You game?
All right, I challenge you, right?
You're challenging? Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, you're the experienced one. I'm so confident that you can't do this under pressure that I'm going to give you 4 tries to get this pepper flip, okay?
All right, more than fair.
More than
Let's
fair.
Bring it.
All right.
Okay.
So, Alan, tell everybody what I have to do if you land one of your tosses.
Well, actually put it on the piano for you, Chris. If I make this pepper flip, then you would have to play that god-awful, right-hand-numbing piano exercise by Czerny. 100 times.
Oh, this one. It'll probably take me 100 times to get it right, I
right.
think.
Right, you're a little bit rusty, so you know, you can use the practice.
Are we really gonna have to do this? 100 times?
100 times. But we'll do this after the show's over. I mean, you know, for the audience's sake.
Well, it could be a Czerny Philip Glass mashup, though. It could be good. All right, well, I agree. Okay, we've got a table here with the requisite pepper shaker, an official one, actually stolen from the Bowdoin dining hall. So you want to
Should I
ahead?
Do it?
Yeah. 4 tries.
All right.
Go ahead.
This is more nervous than the, you know, the actual
thing. I know,
thing,
he's so. Shaking. His hands are shaking. Okay, 1 down.
Ooh.
No. 2.
Ooh, that was close.
Oh, 3. 1 more, Alan. Come on.
Right.
Feel it.
Wow.
There you go. All right.
It's going to be cheery after the show for me, I'm afraid. Right, after the show, actually. It'll be good for me anyway. I can use the practice. But bring earplugs, everybody, okay? Alan, I'm so glad that we're making you into a fully evolved human being here at Bowdoin.
It's very academically challenging.
Yes, absolutely. And really great hearing you play the Mussorgsky.
It's
really
great to be back.
Brilliant. Thank you, Alan. Alan Wong Yu, a sophomore studying here at Bowdoin College.
Podcasts of From the Top are available every week at fromthetop.org. Over the last 5 years, From the Top and the Jack Kent Cook Foundation have awarded well over $1 million in scholarships to talented young musicians who have financial need. We still have more to give. Go to fromthetop.org to learn more. Chris.
Thanks, Joanne. Our final performer of the program is a 17-year-old cellist from Chicago, Ben Manis. Ben, you have a great way of motivating yourself to practice.
Yeah, I'm kind of a basketball junkie. So what I do is I go on YouTube and I'll find these sort of 3-minute, 4-minute documentary clips of NBA players training in the off season. You know, they wake up at like 4 o'clock in the morning, go to the gym, lift all day, do some running, do some whatever it is they need to do. And just seeing their drive and how hard they work gets me going.
Gets you pumped up. And you don't break too many strings in that sort of pumped up.
I actually
sort of
have broken a C string. Not too many cellists have broken
a
C string.
Wow, that takes a lot. When all is said and done, Ben, you're not necessarily aiming at being a cellist. Talk about that. You're a gifted instrumentalist, but what do you want to do?
Well, I really am very interested in conducting, and I want to try that out. You know, there's so much work on the cello, just you know, physical work, technical work on just flat out playing the instrument. And I think that, you know, when you're standing up at the podium, you really have so much more access to just sort of the pure musicality of the piece and of yourself. It's sort of freeing in a way, and I think that I could be good at that.
Well, we wish you luck with that.
Thank you.
I'm glad we get to play together. You and I are going to play one of the most sublime pieces ever written for cello and piano.
Tell everyone what
it's going to be.
Well, this is one of my favorite pieces that's ever been written. It's the slow movement, the Andante, from Rachmaninoff's Cello Sonata.
Beautiful way to end a program. But before we begin, I want to thank all of our great young performers on the show today, and thank you all for listening. This is Christopher O'Reilly. Please join me next week. And now, Ben, we'll take it from the top.
From the Top is written and produced by Tom Bagley and Tim Banker, with music producer Tom Vinieri. The tour producer is David Balsam, the assistant music producer is Caroline Cardios-Menos, and the production manager is Elizabeth DeVore. Technical direction by Barrett Ouellette, with David Forbes and John Servies. Post-production by Tom Bagley. The executive producers are Gerald Slavin and Jennifer Hurley-Wales. I'm Joanne Robinson. From the Top is an independent nonprofit organization based in Boston. Our founding partners are New England Conservatory and WGBH Boston. To download an application to appear in our program, visit fromthetop.org.
Support for NPR comes from NPR member stations and from the William and Flora Hewlett Foundation, making grants to solve social and environmental problems at home and around the world, on the web at hewlett.org. From the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, dedicated to the idea that all people deserve the chance to live healthy, productive lives, at gatesfoundation.org. And from the William T. Grant Foundation, supporting research to improve the lives of young people, online at wtgrantfoundation.org. This is NPR.
Thanks for downloading this week's From the Top podcast. If you liked what you heard, head over to our website, fromthetop.org, where you can listen to every show in its entirety. I'm Christopher O'Reilly. Thanks again for listening, and we'll see you again next week.